here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Happy Bulletproof Monday. I hope you are having an amazing, amazing day. If you are here live, I want to acknowledge you because you carve out this time. A lot of you come every single Monday at 1 Pacific or 4 Eastern, or I think it's 10 in the UK, and you're here, which is awesome. If you are watching on YouTube or you're listening in podcast time or however you got this, someone shared it to you. My name is Susan Sly. I am an entrepreneur. I am a certified coach, and I use this Bulletproof Monday as a platform to help to serve you. And we talk about business strategy, we talk about marketing, and we talk about mindset. And so for those of you who are on my list, SusanSly.com, once a month I do live coaching, and you can ask any question you want. You get a millionaire coach who's happy to serve you. I don't do one-on-one coaching, so that's a time. It's just I get to give back. So if you're not on my list, go to SusanSly.com right now. Get on the list. We are going to be announcing our next live coaching date. My signature event, only 4 days, is coming up April 16th to 19th. It is going to be incredible for small business owners. We have Kieran O'Brien. He's going to be teaching you how to do Instagram and Facebook ads that actually convert. We have Dennis Yu. He is a global social media strategist. He was on CNN 3 times last year. My own daughter, Avery Sly, she is a brand manager for a restaurant chain. She has the largest food page here in Arizona on Instagram. She is crushing it on TikTok. She's going to teach you how to organically, with a zero budget, gain more followers. We have Casey Adams. He's got the top podcast in the world for Gen Z. The list goes. Dr. Diane Hamilton, she is a best-selling author on The Curiosity Code. The list goes on and on. In this program, we actually teach you, and then we help you and coach and mentor you live to apply what you just learned, so you leave with things done in your business. Tickets are going fast. They are $797 for all 4 days this week, and then next week they go up to $997. Go to www.onlyfour4days.com. All right, let's get into it. So, mental sabotage, right? You're in business, you have a career, and you know that voice in your head that can be so real at times, and it keeps you stuck. It keeps you playing small. It takes you out of the game. How many of you know exactly what I mean? And so you're going along and you set goals and you're like, oh my gosh, I am going to crush it. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to have time freedom. I want to fire my boss. And then something begins to happen and you lose your mojo somehow, and it can happen to all of us. And so there are 4 mental enemies that can occur in entrepreneurship and business. And it's like anything, when you are aware and you are prepared for what can happen, that's when you are better equipped to deal with it. And so think of it like this. So if you have kids, remember when you were having your first baby and there was so much unknown, and you'd have friends who would say, okay, you're going to have some sleepless nights. And when those sleepless nights happen, you're like, oh yeah, they said this was going to happen. And your child is going to go through growth spurts. And when the child went through growth spurts, you're like, okay, my friend said that was going to happen. The same thing is true in business. And so I've been very, very fortunate to be a business mentor for decades, to speak on some really big stages with some of the top trainers in the world. And anyone that I have worked with and mentored, I have always felt, and I could be wrong, that the best way to prepare them is to prepare them for the challenges ahead. Not just to say it's going to be so rosy, it's going to be easy. Entrepreneurship is not easy. But in preparing people for the challenges that lie ahead, it arms them and equips them. So when those challenges come, these people become much more resilient. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. So, you know, I want to give you some statistics right now on small business and entrepreneurship. So if you are a subscriber to my list, I send you the show notes every week. So anyway, here are some stats for you. 20% of small businesses fail in the first year. Wow, 20%. So it's sad because, you know, people invest money, they invest time, sometimes they leave a job. And the statistics with divorce and small business owners and entrepreneurs, it's higher than people who are employed because there is a lot of time, effort, and energy that goes into a business. It's like having a whole other child. 50% of businesses fail by year number five. So if you've had a business for over 5 years, high five, you're defying the odds. 69% of businesses are launched from home. 35% of small business startups are done by people who are 50 to 59 years old. And that's the largest demographic, if you can believe it. And the number one and two reasons, and this accounts for 49% of why people start a business, is because they want to be their own boss and pursue their passion. So you may be in one of three places. Number one, you have a business and it's going. Number two, you have a business, but maybe you also have a job as well. So you're juggling that. Or number three, you're here because you're thinking about starting a business. And when I bring guests onto my show, that's a lot of the stuff we're talking about. How do you have that courage to make that leap and start your own business? And so wherever you are at right now, it doesn't matter if you're a seasoned entrepreneur or you're someone who's new to entrepreneurship, thinking of entrepreneurship, what I'm about to share with you today is relevant to any kind of business and any kind of stage you are in. And this is the number one mindset thing I get asked. Susan, how do I stop sabotaging myself? How do I stop sabotaging myself? It's the number one thing, whether it's a LinkedIn mentor or I sit on a mentorship board for a startup incubator here in Phoenix. When I do live coaching, it's this whole self-sabotage. So why are you sabotaging yourself? Here's why you do it. Because you think something was going to be easier than it actually was. And I'm going to tell you something, whether it's your marriage, whether it's getting out of debt, whether it's losing weight, you know, raising kids, building a business, it is never as easy as we delude ourselves into thinking it's going to be. And everything starts out with a good idea, right? Everything, oh, I'm going to start a business. It's going to be so great. I'm going to fire my boss. I'm going to have all this freedom. Okay, that's all well and good until you're, you know, work a 16-hour day or it didn't go off as planned or you spend more money on marketing than you had intended and it isn't working for you or whatever the case is. It's about this resiliency. How we become resilient is through anticipation. So for years, I did martial arts training. And I did Aikido and I did jujitsu. I've also done Muay Thai. I've done boxing, you know, all sorts of different things. And one of the aspects of Aikido, for example, it's the art of fighting without fighting. And in a split second, and shouts out to those of you who practice martial arts, in a split second, you're anticipating someone's coming at you with a punch or they're coming at you with a kick, and you're anticipating that move and you're deflecting it in such a way to do minimal harm to yourself. And that's the thing with the mental enemies of business. When you can anticipate that they are coming to you, you can deflect them with minimal harm to yourself. So I know what you're saying, Susan, just get right into it. And yes, I am going to do that right now. So one of the things is knowing that you've got to be mentally resilient. You just do. Business is not easy. Entrepreneurship is not for everyone. In fact, I recently did an interview on Instagram Live. And I was talking about the levels of risk. And so there are some businesses you can start, like network marketing as an example, that has a very low level of risk. I was at a brunch on Saturday called the Founders Brunch, and I'm with people who have raised millions of dollars in their startup. They're going to revenue. One of my friends, he raised millions of dollars. His company is now doing almost $17 million in revenue. He's off to Silicon Valley to get more funding. I think this funding round, he's doing like $50 million, $100 million, so it can grow and scale. Can you imagine how you sleep at night when you've just borrowed $100 million? Right? Think about that. So that is a very high level of risk. So thinking about your level of risk, thinking about your mental resiliency, and thinking about the kind of business you're in, and understanding that if you're not mentally strong, you're going to cave. You're going to cave when you have that bad review on Yelp or whatever it is. You're going to cave when one of your friends or family members is critical. You're going to cave when an employee or a team member leaves and defects and goes to another company or whatever it is. And if you cave, you will never stay in the game long enough to be successful. Anyone who's been successful, and you can name any billionaire in the world, they have gone through the four things that I'm about to share with you. So let's get started with the first one. The first one is apathy. You are going to have apathy. You are going to get tired as an entrepreneur, and it is going to happen. There are people out there who have entrepreneurial ADD. Why? They start a business, they become a little apathetic, and then they go start the next thing and the next thing, or they jump from company to company to company. You're not going to be successful. Focus stands for follow one course until successful. And so some of you may know, yes, I have three businesses. So I am the CEO of my own division of a health and wellness company. It's in the direct sales space. I am the CEO of my digital marketing agency, Agency 8. We're doing a whole website rebrand, so don't even go to the website right now. But we do have a Facebook page, so I'm the CEO of that. We have employees and offices and everything else. And then I'm the co-CEO of an artificial intelligence company, and we are in the retail sector. And so, you know, it's a lot. And at times I do get tired. And there's a huge difference between saying I'm tired versus I'm apathetic. Because when you're apathetic, that's when you're taking your foot off the gas. And when you, I don't care what kind of entrepreneur you are, even in network marketing, you have team members that rely on you. If you have a franchise, you have staff that rely on you. If you are a physician and you own your practice, you've got staff, you've got patients, the list goes on and on. You can't afford to be apathetic. But apathy is going to show up. It's going to knock on the door, and it's going to be like, oh, let's just Netflix and chill. Let's have a bottle of Cab Sauvignon and just, you know, let's just not do anything. Let's not make follow-up calls. Let's not look for new clients and customers. Let's just, you know, not deal with our taxes. Let's, you know, it's like this warm, fuzzy blanket that, you know, you just want to wrap up in and go to sleep. So if you're finding that you're getting apathetic, here are some tools for you to help you with this one. So number one is figure out creative ways that you can get your energy back. And one of the things that really energizes me is talking to clients and customers. At Radius, we just had our investor update, and it always gives me a ton of energy when I'm talking to our investors and seeing them get so excited about the technology that we have. So talking to your clients and customers, finding out what's going on with them. Number two, another great way to get rid of apathy is to attend an event or a conference, because that's where you get the fresh ideas. You know, the reason I do only 4 days is it brings together a group of entrepreneurs, and they're trained by some of the top people in their fields with real life practical applications. And one of the things I say to all of my trainers, whatever strategy you are giving to the audience, it has to cost less than $10 a day. So there's no other conference like that. So less than $10 a day, real applications, and everyone leaves energized, they leave focused. It's absolutely incredible. Another thing that can fuel you just to get you out of apathy is just literally going for a walk, going into nature. Another thing that really I find helpful is when I start to think anything that might be close to apathy, I just take a moment and say, okay, if I could replace this thought with something energizing and positive, what would the thought be, right? And that has really, really served me. You know, one of my businesses, gosh, we are up over this time last year, we're up 25% in new customer acquisition. It's like freaking amazing, right? But, you know, again, apathy is going to show up. And as long as you expect it, here's the thing I'm going to say, and if you want to write this down or quote me, you can tweet at me. Pat Musso is a great tweeter. You can, you know, tag me in a post. When apathy shows up, don't open the door. That's what I'm going to say to you. When apathy shows up, just don't open the door. The next thing is attrition. This one is really, really hard. And it's hard for some of you. People are going to leave. They're going to leave your team. If you're in network marketing, they are going to leave as customers, and they'll go buy from your competitor. You know, people are going to leave. It happens. But people do drop out of your life. And if you've ever taken Organize Your Life with me, and you've heard me say so many times, the moment you clean out your junk drawer, you're going to fill it up with junk again. The moment you clean out your handbag, you fill it up, your garage, the same thing. But here's the thing. When you create a clearing you also create a clearing for things that are better, for people that are much more fulfilling, much more positive. And I'm just gonna share a story. I have a friend and she's the number one income earner in her particular company. And several years ago, she had a couple of people who left her organization. They went to another company. And during that time, her company also filed Chapter 11. And so a lot of people would have quit. A lot of people did. A lot of people would have gone to a different company, but she decided to stay the course. And she has done a tremendous amount of work on herself. Well, guess what? The following year, her income went from $2 million a year to $3 million a year. Because sometimes the people who are in your organization, who are your employees or whoever they are not the right people. So the people who take us to one level are not always the people that take us to the next level. Years ago, when I was managing for Bally Total Fitness, so back in the late 90s, I had a team of people that worked for me. And one of the first things I did when I came in as their manager, because they're like, who is this person, right? Is I sat down with all of them individually. What are your goals? What are your revenue goals? What do you need to do to achieve it? How can I serve you in order to achieve it? And it's interesting because the people who used to be the top producers, a lot of them became the lowest producers. Because I created a clearing and I created a training program for those people who are producing less to learn how to produce more. And the same thing is true for you. Toxic people will leave your life. They will leave your business. And just because they're toxic to you doesn't mean they're going to be toxic to someone else, right? Any of you who perhaps have an ex-spouse, like a husband as an example, maybe that was a toxic relationship for you, but they're someone else's best husband or best wife or whatever. It happens. So attrition is going to happen. So how do you deal with it? Number one is ask yourself, how can I improve? Or how can I take 100% responsibility in this relationship? So maybe someone leaves your organization, they leave your company. Maybe it's a good thing they're gone, but you don't want to attract that same kind of person again, and that can happen. So the only way to shift what it is you attract is to become different yourself. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is sometimes you lose someone who's good, and that's when you've really got to dig deep. You've got to look in the mirror and you've got to say, okay, who do I need to be to attract people who are just as good as that person or better? And I know that for myself, that is always one of the things. It's like, how do I get more humble? How do I perhaps, need to become more vulnerable? Where do I need to take ownership in this stuff? And it isn't easy doing that deep work and looking in the mirror. And, you know, one of the things that I say to all of you at the beginning of any year is choose your word, your anchor word for the year. So this year, my word is fulfilled. And so I ask myself in all of the relationships, how can I feel more fulfilled in this? And often it isn't about someone doing more for me. It's about how I'm showing up in that relationship. Does that make sense? So hopefully it does. So that's the second one. The third mental enemy is rejection. Rejection is going to happen. People are going to reject your business. They're going to reject your opportunity. They're going to reject your service. They might give you a nasty review online. It's going to happen. And we do get rejected, and it doesn't, some people handle it really well. Like my husband could care. Some people take it personally. I tend to take it personally. And I have a friend, she has a med spa, and she was serving in this group, and she was just answering questions. She'd stay up until like 3 a.m. answering people's questions, loving on them. And someone posted something like, "You're only in it for the money." And the funny thing is, my friend was answering questions with people all over the world, and her med spa is in Scottsdale, and it's like teeny tiny. It's literally 3 rooms. There's no way she was only in it for the money, because, you know, people would have to like physically come there, and she took it so personally. And I said, "Sweetheart, there are always going to be the haters, but you can use your haters to make you greater." I'm going to say that again. You can use the haters to make you greater. And so I'm deeply appreciative of the haters. Why? Because they strengthen us, right? people are going to reject you. It is part of business, you know, but if you're in a business and you find people are leaving faster than they're coming in, that isn't about the people. That's about you getting better and figuring out how to improve. If you're in a sales business and sales is the highest paid profession in the world, and you find, and the advice I would give to you is start to record, you know, how many people do I have to connect with in order to make one sale? But if you find that, you know, you're connecting with people, but you're not making any sales, that means there's a skill you have to improve on. That's a mindset you have to improve on. But at the end of the day, your critics aren't going to pay your bills. I just did a post earlier on Facebook on my personal page. I was talking about student loan debt in America, $1.7 trillion. The average dentist in America is going to graduate with on average $300,000 in student loan debt. One of my girls is about to graduate from university. All of her all of her degree, all of her schooling, private school, everything. She has no student loan debt. Why? Because I worked my butt off as an entrepreneur. So she doesn't have to have that debt. But there were a lot of people who told me I was crazy when I ventured out into entrepreneurship, and especially in direct sales. They said, how can you do that? I even had family members who said, you know, what are you doing? That's beneath you. Well, guess what? None of my critics paid $1 of that tuition. And so at the end of the day, don't live for your critics, but just use them to serve you. Make those haters make you greater. Lastly, the fourth one is deception. People are going to deceive you. Oh, thanks, Dave. You're so sweet. Thanks, Ken. People are going to deceive you. They are going to lie to you. They're going to say, you know what, Teresa, I'm going to show up to your presentation, then they don't show up. Or I'm going to attend the conference and they don't come. Or I'm going to, Ivy, I'll get on a Zoom with you at 5 o'clock and they don't show up. That's normal. And that's about their character. But here's the thing, don't make it about your character, okay? Don't let someone else's flaws become yours. And so we want to live a life of impeccable integrity. And that is not easy, and it's not a destination, it's a process. And that means like attracts like. So let your word be your word. You be on time. You show up when you tell people you're going to show up. And if you're going to be late, tell people you're going to be late. Like every Monday, I'm here. No matter how many people are here live, I will still be here. And if I am going to be late, or if I'm stranded in an airport or whatever, I come and I will post something, or my staff does and they say, hey, Susan's going to be late. And this is just to serve all of you. So if I can show up and serve in this way when there's not necessarily any financial value, how do you think I serve when there is a financial value? Exactly the same, right? So in the four agreements, it says be impeccable to your word. And so people will deceive you, but don't deceive other people. And the more you show up in a way that is impeccable, that is full of integrity, you're going to attract people who are full of integrity. And I'll share with you that as I began to really work on myself and how I was showing up in the world, and, you know, and there were a lot of ways where I was showing up in the past that I didn't necessarily like how I was showing up, right? And so as I began to work on that more and more and say, how is it I want to show up? How is it that I want people to experience me? That as I began to shift, it changed who I was surrounded with. It changed those encounters, right? So people are going to deceive you. They are going to gossip about you. They are going to not show up. They're going to not pay their bills, and that's going to happen. But at the end of the day, it's more important how you show up. Right? So with that, those are the four mental enemies: attrition, deception, rejection, and apathy. And just knowing that you have those and you know you're going to encounter them as an entrepreneur, it doesn't necessarily make things easier all the time, but it does arm you. So much like I said earlier, like the Aikido, you can deflect it with less harm to you. So stay strong in your entrepreneurial journey. You are amazing. I would love to do live coaching with you. Go to SusanSly.com. Get on the list. I will announce this week when the next live coaching is. That is only for subscribers on my list. It's absolutely free, and I'll just answer your questions. It's like a talk radio, call-in radio show. And if this has been helpful today, I read all of your comments, all of your questions. Please do share it. I would love that. And with that, God bless. Go rock your day. Have an amazing week, and I will see you next Monday. Goodbye, everyone.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.